Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
One of Joy's greatest supporters has arrived. He's one of Australia's most loved, multi-talented, extremely versatile and good-looking ranger, Mr. Tim Campbell. Welcome to Joy.
Yay. Good morning. Good morning. I thought you were going to jump on the versatile straight away. Come on, Tom. I was fed right to you.
His eyes lit up.
That's the only reason we got you in here. We know you're very bendy.
Yeah. Hello. Yes.
Early in the morning, we're going to bend him over.
Hey, welcome to showbiz. Yeah.
Look, we're so excited to have you here this morning because we're about to get you in so we can play some of my favourite music. And it
perfect.
Just also happens to be found on your brand new album, Electrifying 80s.
Oh, yes. I'm 105 as well. So I've been around for a long time. This is my musical background. I learnt music from the 80s and in particular Stock, Aitken & Waterman, which apparently was a four-letter word, but I never learnt that. I fell for the hit factory. This is like pop explosion. So I've basically just kind of refreshed and brought these Stock, Aitken & Waterman songs into the 21st century. Nothing too heavy. Like, I am old, like I said, so there's no nightclub going on here. But I've loved what has turned out here. This is me. This is my Blue Light Disco days come alive again.
Well, that was the name of your was basically your first album was High School Disco.
Yes.
So I'm going to assume you spent your childhood down at the Blue Light Disco in Campbelltown there.
Absolutely. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
We all love a Blue Light Disco.
So let me just explain to people from Melbourne. Campbelltown in Sydney would be like Werribee here.
Yeah, Werribee without the water and the shit farm.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. The only reason I know, my mother lives in Campbelltown.
Oh, God. Yeah. I'm a total Westie. And look, I actually was living in Point Cook for a while down here, so it was kind of my roots. I had to go back.
I kind of know. Every time I go to the shops to buy milk, someone says, did you know that Tim Campbell lived around? And I go, yes, I know. Bloody hell. Yeah. You know, all us gays, we have a meeting. We know where we all are.
Tim, you've got a new label, Encore Records. What's the story behind that?
Well, my last album was through Universal and ABC. And this one, I wanted to do completely myself. I know the industry. I know how it works. Obviously, Anthony's got a big history in music too, so we know how the operation works. And this one, I wanted to do completely independently. So I created my own record label, basically. So it's been virtually a one-man band. I mean, obviously, I've had my musicians come on board to produce the album and sing on it as well. But no, our one-man board meetings, they're kind of fun, to be honest. I mean, no other board meeting in Australia has no HR and lots of martinis. So, but it's been great. This is almost kind of, you know, in a cliche way, my heart and soul.
So you get to see it from start to finish.
Like from conception to immaculates. So much so that traveling around doing gigs, I had to learn how to do Photoshop because on the CD, that is my graphic design, for goodness sake.
Oh, you did that?
Yeah, did it all. And anyone who does graphic design, well, no, I don't. It's not on my CV, but you worry about bleeds and worry about this and everything lines up and spelling and all this kind of stuff. And it's been... The way it's turned out has been better than I expected. It's just, it's brilliant. I'm so happy.
Is it better or scarier having this total control?
It's certainly a lot of trepidation going into it. It is pretty scary. And you obviously don't have, you know, in these days, you don't have the big, big giants behind you. And I'm sure they can put their foot a bit more forward than I can. But I also know how to get in there. Like, technology has changed with music. I know we've got CDs in our hands here, and people love that as well. But, you know, there's a massive digital platform now as well, which you can get out throughout the world. And I've loved the way it's turned out. Yeah, it was a little bit, is this the right thing to do? Do I need to go through the cliche big labels, blah, blah, blah? But I'm so happy with the way it's... And I knew no one thinks about yourself more than you. I mean, you know, you can have publicists and labels and managers and all that kind of stuff on board, but, you know, they clock off at 5 o'clock. I don't.
So. No, and they don't care, do they? They just tick a few buttons sometimes.
They've got to care for their job, but I care more about my music, so yeah.
Now, you're a very multi-talented entertainer. You've tested the waters on TV.
Yeah.
You've been in theatre. You've performed cabaret, and you've got two studio albums now. What's next?
Look, I'm looking at my CV, basically whatever pays the mortgage. that's how it works. The moment, to be honest, most of my time now is in the event scene. Like, I have my band, and that's why I know what music to put together, because I play pretty much every weekend at different events and MC them as well. And the 70s, and in particular 80s, just gets people on the floor.
But that's what it is. It doesn't matter what you're playing. As soon as you put on an 80s track, everybody's up.
I'm
even to this
you.
Day, put on the Time Warp or Nutbush or even some 70s song, and it's everybody knows it.
I mean, to be fair, alcohol does a little bit of help before, you know, I'm on at 10 o'clock as well.
Yeah.
But it totally works. And that's why I...
Well, I'm not a drinker, so I wouldn't know.
We're going to put a track on now from the album. Tell us about this one, Tim.
This is the old Dead or Alive classic, You Spin Me Around. Is that my one?
Yes, your one.
I was going to say... That's a DJ remix, that one.
Correct.
Yes. At the end of next week, I have an EP out as well to keep this project going. Yeah, I haven't even spoken about this. Yes, here we go. This is an EP of some dance tracks. I've got DJ Dan Murphy, a great Melbourne DJ knows, and also DJ Dan Slater, who plays around at the gay clubs around the world, like incredible.
Did you call him Slater or Slat? Did you know?
I call him Slater because I want him to do a good job. But I've known Dan for many years. We did Shout the Musical together. He was a dancer, in that show as well.
I'm going to say, I saw that stage play. You killed it.
Oh, thanks.
I really wanted to see you do Ferrero I was going to say Ferrero, but that's the chocolate, isn't it?
Yeah, Ferrero.
Wicked.
Yeah. I did it in Sydney.
I got to see that other, what's the other idol boy?
The munchkin thing. The kind of 3 foot high guy. No, Anthony did Bock. It would have been interesting to have Bock on stage while Fierro was falling in love with the witches. That would have been kind of complex for the audience.
That's fantastic. It's You Spin Me Round like a record. And it's good to see you actually dressed like Peter Burns today for us as well.
What, in a coffin?
No, he scares the hell out of me. I mean, could you imagine that coming in the morning? Yeah. It's like looking at Andy.
Hey, actually, you've never seen two in the same room together, to be fair.
That is true.
Conspiracy theory hashtag.
It's 13 minutes to 8. We're going to test your knowledge now, Tim. We're going to ask you some questions. Are you ready?
Time to play a game. So it's all... SAW, we're doing okay.
Okay, yep, good. That should
all
be
right.
Good.
Tom, you start.
So who was the first song and artist that Stock Aitken Waterman released in 1984?
Well, there's two, depending on what, because in the same month. So I'm going to go with the one on my album, which is Divine's You Think You're a Man. That was the one they first produced. They didn't write it, obviously,
Correct. Well, they came together and...
Well, they helped out both.
And that is also going to be found on your CD.
And apparently, can I say quickly, a couple of elder gay gentlemen in the UK have written to me saying that's blasphemy to do a Divine song.
No way.
Get over yourself.
He would love it. She would love it.
Totally.
Out of all of them.
Yeah.
And it's funny, we were watching it the other day, because, you know, now with RuPaul, they're all just so immaculate.
Oh, totally.
And then to put the old... Divine, what a mess.
Yeah.
You know, like it was just fantastic.
You think you're a man, you're only a boy.
All right, what was Stock Aitken Waterman's first song to go to number one?
In the UK?
Correct. We'll go UK.
Okay. No, the first one is also on my album, and it's actually, well, the one that they wrote. No, okay, the one they didn't write was You Spin Me Round. It was their first one in the UK.
Correct.
And the first one that they actually wrote and produced was Respectable.
This little bugger knows
a lot, doesn't he?
He's really... You've got it written somewhere, don't you?
Hey, of Wikipedia way back.
Okay, so can you name at least 5 artists from the stables of the Stock Aitken Waterman?
Oh, God. Let me get my CD out.
Yeah.
I've done 2 Bananarama tracks on the album.
Bananarama?
Yeah, I had to break it down, but I'm a Bananarama nut.
Oh, who didn't?
Especially now Siobhan's back too.
Yeah.
Woohoo, crazy. of course, Rick Astley is on there as well. We had Dead or Alive, we spoke about too. How can we forget Wave Your Aussie Flags, Kylie Minogue and Jason Donovan?
Correct.
Absolutely. There was Sonia. She didn't make it to the cut on the album, but... I've forgotten the song that she did. But Young Divas did it though, so we had to kind of... who else is there? Oh, is that's 5, is it?
That's 5, but you got one more... on your album that you missed?
There is. Oh, yes, I did. Let me look at the list, sorry. She's there, he's there, she came twice. Oh, God, Donna Summer, in her later years, came and collaborated.
See, I was good having a look about that yesterday. I had no idea that Donna Summer went there for that one song, and then they had a bit of a fallout. And
can I say, this album is teaching people as well, because some people know the songs. They go, is that Stock, Aitken and Waterman? And also a younger generation too, who kind of, you know, maybe feared 80s, including two of my band members. Can I say, I said, get off my stage. When they said, who's Stock, Aitken and Waterman? Ripped them a new one that morning. Yeah. I said, get off my stage. You're not coming on until you learn who they are and what they did.
So they're definitely not into pop.
No, they're just too young. That's a problem with them.
Young.
Yeah.
Now, Creepy Andy follows you on social media.
I love Creepy Andy.
Creepy Andy. And he was excited. He showed us a video yesterday, didn't he, Tom?
He came running. Tuesday morning.
Not my Todd McKinney video.
No, it was close. Yeah.
He came running in. He was sweating and he showed us this video.
Yeah. It's true. And he had a box of tissues. but we're not going to go there. I promise I wouldn't say that on air. I'm sorry. I will apologise to the world. But you're right. So it was basically a picture of you naked laying on a couch with CDs running up and down you.
Yes. I mean, Lady Gaga does the meat dress, you know.
Let's be totally honest here, Mr. Campbell. Really, how many CDs was it going to take to cover a little Campbell?
CDs, they were albums. They were vinyl.
Well, they definitely weren't 12-inch vinyl. Let me tell you that.
Yeah. Do they make the 3-inch these
singles.
Days?
That's right.
Yeah, that was a bit of a on a whim. And also, when you're kind of carb loading in winter, it's not fun. So I just said, that's why we went down the middle. Can I say Anthony came up with that idea?
Well, I don't believe.
Probably because he'd been to the gym and had a spray tan and went, oh, here we go.
Yeah. And actually, that was probably what I noticed the most was there was, you know, it looked like one of those black and white cookies.
Yeah, there's one that's so white and this little dark.
I should be sponsored by Cadbury. It's Top Deck.
Top Deck.
Can I say that for those who don't know, that's actually on our Instagram. We did a little post the other day of the albums and it's, yeah, God, Jesus. That was too much alcohol.
It's worth to go and have a look, but I like the answer. I think we've got a scoop. Top Deck, we know where we all... I think we've just got a scoop. Remember to get that one out for the podcast, Andy.
Okay, we're going to play a game.
All right.
Because I'm eating.
I hope there's another Stock, Aitken and Waterman one, because they're good to like those ones.
Okay, it's Kiss, Marry, Murder, Marry.
Oh, God.
Yep. So, you know, we all know how to play that, don't we?
Yeah, we do. In the morning, though? Okay, here we go.
So, sober? Let's start off with your house husband's co-stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've got
Reese Muldoon.
Yes.
Gary Sweet.
Yep.
Or basically for us.
So what are they? Kiss,
marry,
kiss, marry and kill kind of thing. Kiss, marry, murder. Kiss, marry, murder. I'd have to marry Gary Sweet.
He's, really?
Oh, he's the most beautiful guy. And I worked with him
on the inside.
My first ever acting job was in Big Sky back in, that was my first kind of role on telly was with Reese and Gary. So, and he's beautiful. I'd probably have to shoot. Is it Kill? No, shoot Reese, because he's just, he's like on Red Bull every day on set. So sometimes it's like, he's great, really funny guy. So actually, so is Faras though, but Faras has got a rig, so you'd have to go
but
there.
But I was wondering that, how the hell did you do that show? Every time that man took his shirt off, I would have got an erection. There would have been, the producer would have gone, Thomas, could you stop pointing that shit at that boy all the time? He's so beautiful.
But it's like, you can find that stuff on Google when you need to, you know what I mean? It's like...
Oh, yeah, true.
You know, it's like playing, you know, the same song 50 times. Maybe it doesn't go up after the 49th, you know what I mean?
Okay, next ones, what about the Hemsworth brothers, Luke, Chris or Liam?
Well, I have to marry Chris. I worked with Chris for a few years on Home and Away. So,
oh, of course.
Yeah, so I know him. You know, we shared a dressing room. It was fine. Hashtag.
Oh.
So I don't. But he's an incredible guy. So okay. So we'll marry him. We'll have to shoot Liam because I've never met him. So no great loss. And Luke. Okay, Luke is an incredible brother. People don't know Luke as much. He's an amazing guy. Can I say an incredible, talented? And I'd go there. He's pretty hot. So.
Oh, he is. He's kind of short when he stands next to the other one.
Have you seen him married?
We could also got Destiny's Child. Beyonce, Kelly or Michelle, which one are we going to go?
Oh, okay. You know what? Okay, I'll kiss Beyonce because it'd be really quick. Like, she'd have so many bodyguards and so much, you know, the yellow pages between that kiss. And then I'd have to... I'd have to kill Michelle because she's sad, the poor thing.
Well, if you killed her, nobody knows she'd be missing.
I feel sorry for her. So it's like putting a wounded dog down. Yeah. And then I'll marry Kelly. I mean, she's out here as well working, and she seems like pretty fun.
Sure, right, but I want the Beyonce money. I'm marrying Beyonce.
Oh God, so you're smart.
I want Beyonce money.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm out.
I'm going straight for that Beyonce money.
Tim Campbell, thank you so much for coming in today. The album Electrifying 80s is out now.
Yes.
And how can we find it?
Well, you can get it on iTunes and on the download on my website, timcampbell.com.au, cuts out the middle retailer. You can get the CD and download there as well. Or if you're one of those cool kids streaming, you can do the Spotify-y things as well.
But definitely go to your website. It's pretty cool. I was stalking you on there. Well, actually, Andy says it was research. I told him it was stalking. I mean, we'll discuss that in an open court of law later.
If you get the password, you get the hidden stuff as well, so I'll give that to you.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. And do you know what we have to say? We had the best guest we've ever had. Look at all the food he's brought in
so
for
much
us.
Food for
yeah.
us.
Yeah, carb loading, and you'll be asleep by 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Oh, no, sweetheart, I'm going to sleep by 9:30. The moment this is over, I'm gone. Yeah,
I've got to go to bed.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
We've been so excited. Go and find the album. I love 80s music.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.